Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm looking at the NBA standings, Andy.
Yeah?
There are two teams with a zero in that L column. Two. One in each conference.
You mean
the Oklahoma City Thunder?
Who still have about 97 first-round draft choices stored up.
Yeah, they do.
Sam Presti, take a bow. Outstanding work. And your Cleveland Cavaliers, who do not have 97 first-round draft choices stored up. So good thing they're winning now. Way to go. They're playing really good basketball under Kenny Atkinson. Dare I say, congratulations.
On your good start?
Well done. No, that's a given. Hmm. And doing what I thought was quite obvious and not necessarily easy, but certainly doable, figuring out how to get two big guys to play together and still score the basketball without having to stand behind the three-point line all day.
It's kind of fun.
I did not understand that whole thinking the last couple of years that, you know, people screaming, you can't play two bigs. No, yeah, you can. Big usually is something that you want in the NBA. And by golly, it's working. Evan Mobley at 17.7 points a game, third leading scorer on the Cavs. Jared Allen, 15.1 points per game. Well done, fellas. Jared's averaging a double-double. Evan is close. Well done, fellas. Well done, Kenny. Nobody playing more than 30 minutes a game. He's going deep with the roster and allowing some guys to get a little more playing time. And it's working, and I give him a lot of credit for that. Last year, under J.B. Bickerstaff, the defense was terrific, and they did some really good things. J.B. took this team a step every year and did a nice job. I thought if J.B. came back, they needed to rework the offense regardless because it was clunky. It didn't work, and it was so based around two guards. Well, your two guards are still your two leading scorers, but it doesn't seem like it's based around two guards because they're not dominating the ball all the time. And I like that. And I give Kenny Atkinson and his staff a lot of credit because it's working, and it's working really well. I love what Caris LeVert's doing off the bench. He's getting a lot of playing time. Ty Jerome, who was out all last year with injuries except for a couple of games, has been really nice coming off the bench, Andy. He's done a really nice job.
Can we talk about that game winner for a second? How much fun that was?
Sure.
I mean, if you think about it, if you
missed it, explain it.
So they're down 113-112. They've got the ball out of bounds with what was it like nine? I'll have the exact second. It was 9.8 seconds to go, right? So they bring the ball inbounds, and it's Evan Mobley, and Evan Mobley throws it into Donovan Mitchell, and the ball goes way up in the air, full extension, and somehow or another, he's able to touch the ball in the front court. And then kind of tip it back to himself, almost going into a backcourt violation. I mean, this play never should have worked like three times. So first of all, the inbounds pass was crazy. He had to tip it to himself, Mitchell did, to get it. And then he was really close to the backcourt line. Then he composed himself. He got the ball. He got to the top of the three and lost the ball. The ball was rolling out of bounds and still was able to save his dribble, turn around, come back in, and boom, hit the game winner.
Boom.
0.3 seconds to go. That never should have happened. Never. There were more mistakes on the last. No, I shouldn't say they're mistakes. Just nail-biting kind of an ending. God, that was so much fun. And the look on Milwaukee fans' face, priceless. They're like, oh, we got beat at the buzzer. I love it.
The Cavs right now.
I wish
now,
it was later in the season. That's the only thing.
Kenny Atkinson obviously was a good offensive coach when he was in Brooklyn. I think he's a better offensive coach after spending time working on the Golden State Warriors staff and seeing a little different way of maybe approaching offense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's pretty free-flowing at Golden State, and that's carried over here. I love the fact that he said he wanted to go deep with the rotation. Andy, this is weird. You don't see this in the NBA very often. Right now, there are 9 guys on the Cavaliers playing at least 18 minutes a game, and nobody playing more than 29.6.
I don't. You win.
That's,
I don't,
that's
how,
really
how do you,
cool.
How do you argue about it when you're winning?
No, I think that's really cool.
No, I'm just saying, if you're a player, I'm not getting enough time.
Oh.
Right?
You know,
there's no argument. When you're winning, you totally buy into the whole team concept. It's when you start losing and be like, oh, we're losing. How come we're not playing so-and-so so much more? Right? When you're winning, everything's great.
Well, and here's the thing. 4 leading scorers. Donovan Mitchell, long-term contract. Darius, long-term contract. Evan Mobley, extension. Jared Allen, long-term contract. These guys are all locked in. So you're not playing your 34 minutes a night. Hey, congratulations. You have a much better chance of feeling better in the morning and being healthy all season long, and your team's winning. It's a really entertaining style of basketball to watch, and I would imagine it's a really entertaining style of basketball to play. And by giving other guys some playing time, you've allowed them to show their abilities. And that's helped. I mean, Sam Merrill, when he played last year, showed that he's got a shot. I mean, Sam can just flat out shoot it. And you're allowing him to do some things. He's at 7 points a game. And Ty Jerome was with Kenny at Golden State. So Kenny knew something about him there and obviously has done some things. He's at 9.9 points per game. I mean, who expected that out of your backup point guard right now? And he's moving the ball as well. And I've always liked Dean Wade. And the fact that you've got a 6'9 guy, Andy, who can keep up with a lot of small forwards, takes what is a not very big team and makes them bigger, at least in their starting rotation right now. And I think that's a really good thing. And they're doing all this without Max Strus,
right?
Who I think is a key component here. Now, do they end up with too many guys when Max Strus comes back? Maybe. Maybe. Except for one thing. Can you have too many guys?
Nope.
I don't think so either.
And the injury bug that we witnessed last year proved that, didn't it?
No. I mean, they're playing 10 guys a lot of time. Max will be 11, so somebody will lose some playing time. I don't think you'll play 11, but you could play 10. And, you know, as the season goes on, maybe that rotation gets tightened up a little bit. But right now, everything Kenny Atkinson said he was going to do, he's done. The offense, much more free-flowing. It's working better. It's much more efficient. The ball doesn't stick. You're getting open looks. Sorry, proof that two big guys can play together in the NBA. Golly, go figure. Go figure.
You know what I always keep forgetting? Tristan Thompson's on this team.
Well, Tristan Thompson's playing a great role for Tristan Thompson.
I know. 4 minutes a game. I owe you 9 against Toronto.
No, He's a veteran. He's been around. He's been successful. He can help. I can't even say I'm disappointed in it because I'm not, because they're 7-0 and playing great ball. Man, I want to see Jalen Tyson, their first-round draft choice, who I think has a really nice all-around game. I thought he might get some minutes here and might be a guy who steps in and is a clear rotational player at the small forward spot. So far, that's not happened. Second fewest minutes on the team. So keep that in mind. You've got a guy sitting there who you think might be able to really help you, and he hasn't played yet. and Craig Porter Jr., who they like a lot and gave a contract to, and JB played a lot and they seem to like him. He's barely played. Interesting.
Well, Tyson's dealing with hip injury right now, right?
Yeah. And well done. Mm-hmm. So that's a guy who's barely played.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens with him. I like it. Congratulations to the Cavs on the great start. Tonight, Milwaukee again. Giannis, we'll see. Boy, they need some help. And remember, Doc Rivers got that great big contract to leave the broadcast table and go to Milwaukee. And so far, that hasn't worked out real well. Mm-mm. Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up shortly, like in minutes. You'll hear it right here on The Fan.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.